A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Lamed Beis, Ksubas 32b, pagination is 64, starting from about 7 lines from the top in the middle of a line, Kasavar Rabbi Yochanan, dealing with the topic of Kamle Bidraba Mine, that if there are two punishments resulting from a forbidden activity, we will give the more serious punishment, and we will not impose the lesser. Now, typically, as we'll discuss in our Gemara, the case that we would be discussing is Malkus and finances. So that the person did something wrong, which results in his getting lashes as a punishment for what he did, as well as a financial liability because he damaged, for example. Also, if there was a capital offense in conjunction with a financial obligation, which is what we mentioned in the previous session. So the Gemara tells us, Kasava Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Kalhecha di'ika mamon umalkis, any case where there is money and lashes, both as retribution for what the person did, va'asrube, and they gave him the warning that if he does this forbidden activity, he will get lashes, because we can't impose such punishments unless the person was warned. And afal pikein, even so, he goes ahead and does it, acknowledging that it's prohibited, and he's aware that they're watching him, etc. So Asrube, they warned him, Milka Laki Mamona Lo Mishali. He would get the lashes, and he would not pay the money. Asks the Gemara, fundamental question to this whole topic of Kamle Bidraba Mine, that you get the more severe punishment, Minale L'Rabbi Yochanan Ha. How does Rabbi Yochanan know this rule? Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk, Kidei Rish Aso. As a result, equal to his wickedness. Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivo, it's only because of one wickedness at a time that we obligate him. V'yata Mechaivo Mishum Shtei Rish Ayos, and we don't obligate him at the same time for two wickedness results. V'samach le'arboim yakenu, and afterwards it says that you'll give him the lashes. So we know that you give him the lashes and you don't obligate him in the money. The Gemara proceeds to tell us that although this is the principle of kamle bidraba mine, there are exceptions. V'arichovil b'chaveiro, a person who damages his friend. He hits him. Ika mamon umalkis. There's financial liability, and also potential lashes as a punishment for hitting his fellow. There's a pasuk specifically that tells us, Lo Yosef, even the court appointee, who's giving lashes to a sinner as a punishment, is still prohibited from adding on any extra lashes. Not allowed to add on extra lashes. It's not like there's a stigma against the sinner, and he's the downtrodden one, and you just whack him a few extra times. Lo Yosef, you're not allowed to hit him any extra. So we learn from there that indeed there's a prohibition to hit your fellow. It's articulated even in the case of a court appointee hitting a sinner, even then there's a prohibition not to hit him extra. Certainly, in normal conventional living, it's prohibited to hit a person without cause. And even though there is such a prohibition, Mamona Mishale Milka Lo Lucky, the rule as we know it is that if you hit somebody and do damage, you would pay for the damage. You would not get lashes. And if you want to tell me, maybe that's a case where they didn't warn him, so that's why he's not getting lashes, and therefore he would pay. But I would think, perhaps, that in a case where they warned him, he would get the more severe punishment, and this would be in sync with the law of Kamle Bidraba Minei, and would not be viewed as an exception. The only case where you're going to get Malkus for hitting somebody is if you didn't do enough damage to be prosecutable. There wasn't a pruta worth of damage. Hechidami. And what was that case? Idelo Asrube, if you didn't warn him, am I loke? So of course you're not going to get Malkus. In any case, why would you get Malkus if you weren't warned? Elapshita de Asrube. It must be that he was warned. Vetaima de lespe shaveprutta, and it's only because there's no shaveprutta. Ha ispe shaveprutta mamona mishala milka lo lucky. The rule certainly is that if there's enough to warrant payment, there's minimum value. Pruta, you're going to pay the value. You're not going to get Malkus, and that's true even if you were warned. You're just not going to get Malkus if payment is a viable option by the hitting case. And therefore, that is indeed considered an exception to the rule of Kamle Bidraba Minei, because in this case of Chovel hitting, you're going to pay rather than getting Malkus, even though you are Malkus eligible, even if there was warning, and even though there's a Pasuk Lo Yosef, not to hit extra, you're still going to pay and not get the Malkus. And the other case, which is an exception, is Kedomar Rabbi La Beferish Ripsa Torah Torah's Edim Zomimin Litashlumin. The case of Edim Zomimin, false witnesses of a very specific type, the case of Imanu Heyisem, false witnesses who are trying to make a person liable to pay money. They claim they saw him borrow money, for example, on a certain day. And different witnesses come and say, Imanu Heyisem, you were with us in a different place, and therefore fundamentally you wouldn't be able to say testimony on this loan. Litashlumin. Edim Zomimin, who are caught, we have testimony against them, they have to pay, they do not get Malkus. And here also, even though there is a Pasuk that could make them liable for Malkus, lashes, that's the Pasuk of Lo Sa'ane, not to say false testimony. Nevertheless, the rule there specifically is, Va'asisem Lo Kasher Zomam, they should be punished in the way they wanted to inflict upon their friend. They wanted to make him liable for $1,000, so they're going to have to pay to him $1,000. Hachanami beferish rib satorachov bechaveru letashlumin. These are based on psukim, and they are exceptions. So again, normally, kamle bidraba minei, if there are two liabilities, we're going to impose on him the more strict, which would be the malchus, the lashes, as opposed to the payment. But there are exceptions, namely, chovel bachavero, hitting his friend, if he does damage, is going to pay, rather than get malchus, even in a case where he's malchus eligible. And likewise, edim zomimin, when they're found to be false witnesses in that specific case of you were with us in a different place, they are Malkus eligible, perhaps, because it's false testimony, perhaps they're Malkus eligible, but nevertheless, they're going to pay rather than get Malkus, because there's a specific pasuk that tells us that Edim Zomimin should be punished in the way they tried to inflict. I want to just mention one nuance that we've mentioned on other occasions. Sometimes the Torah teaches us a specific rule that applies to everyone, but it teaches us in a specific case, which is like the most unlikely of applications, so that we should appreciate that it applies even then. And that's this example of hitting your fellow, which is really always prohibited, but it's specifically told to us in the case where one would think it's a little bit unlikely to be held liable. You have the court appointee hitting the sinner. He hits one extra time. He's considered at fault. And we learn from this certainly to all other cases where a person would hit without justification, he would be held responsible for his behavior. Likewise, we have the pasuk that says to bury the dead is written lo salin nivlascha, even by a person of capital who was killed because of a capital punishment. So he's a sinner. Nevertheless, you have to bury such a person in a timely fashion. Likewise, kisira chamor sonaacha, when you see the donkey of someone that you hate, someone that you don't get along with, but it's suffering and it needs to be attended to because the load is too significant, so then you have an obligation to pitch in and help out. Again, even in the most unlikely of cases that I would think I'm obligated, certainly a person you get along with, there's a special mitzvah to help. Likewise, by Hashavas Aveda, Shar Oyivcha Toeh, if you see the ox of your enemy wandering, there's still an obligation of Hashavas Aveda to return the lost object, and certainly in a regular, normal case of interaction, you would be obligated to return the lost object, but we're told in like the most unlikely of cases in order to make it clear that this mitzvah does always apply. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.